I have the pleasure to talk with Fernando Gonzalez, who is president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP. Fernando, between the November 1st to the 3rd, there will be gathering a lot of people from around the world here in Havana in the anti-imperialist meeting of solidarity with democracy and against neoliberalism. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it is an event that is being held in Havana in November, as you said, from the 1st of November to the 3rd. It is basically a gathering of all anti-imperialist forces, not only in the Latin American region, but we are also calling for individuals from other areas of the world to be present in Cuba and to debate, to discuss, and to work together in order to come out with an action plan and ideas that are conducive to the cohesion of the anti-imperialist movement all over the world. It is an event in solidarity with Cuba. That is very clear that all that all friends that are being gathering here in Havana from the solidarity movement and from political parties, from social movements throughout the world are going to be meeting in Havana in solidarity with Cuba in a very particular context in which the U.S. administration is stepping up all the pressures against Cuba, stepping up all the pressures to deny Cuba the resources, the economic and financial resources that are needed for our population and that are needed for our development. And it is not just Cuba that is part of an offensive from coming from the United States and other centers of powers in the world against the Latin American countries, against the continent, against everything that is progressive, popular, nationalist, or tries at least to develop an agenda for the benefit of the peoples and trying to take the continent back to neoliberal policies. That's why the event is for democracy, against neoliberalism, and of course, anti-imperialist.
Fernando, the legacy of our commander-in-chief, Fidel Castro, they'll be present in that event?
Of course, it will be paying homage to Fidel, who we all know devoted his life to the struggle against imperialism and to the unity of the political forces in the continent and in the world. For us, for Cuba, the lesson of the importance, the essential meaning of the unity of the political forces to recognize who is the true enemy of the peoples, that the true enemy of the people is imperialism, and other things or other topics or issues or matters are second or third in the list. So we have to focus on what is common to all of us, what unites us and make us strong in the struggle against imperialism.
The people of the United States, they are invited to be here.
They are invited, and they are ready. They are ready sending the information to be in attendance. So we're going to have a large group of individuals from different political forces and movements in the United States, including, of course, the solidarity movement with Cuba in the United States, and including also Cuban Americans or Cubans that live in the United States.
Thank you very much for this great interview with Fernando Gonzalez, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, who is talking to us about the important meeting that's going to be gathering in Havana in November 1st to the 3rd. Anti-imperialist meeting of solidarity for democracy against neoliberalism. Reporting to you, Roberto Bastida.